in the dictionary, that's actually defined, a clear and present danger. But I'd like to start off by asking a series of questions. If the doctor told you, if you did not take this medicine, you will suffer a slow, agonizing death, what would you do? Probably take that medicine, right? If your coworker told you that if you touch that wire, it would kill you, what would you do? You would probably not touch that wire, correct? If I told you if you fail to obey the gospel, you'll be subject to an everlasting, agonizing punishment, what would you do? The question then becomes, what's the difference? 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 8 and 9 reads, He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of God, of the Lord, and from the glory of His mind. Matthew 13, verses 41 and 42 reads, The Son of Man will send out His angels, and they will weed out of His kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Based on these scriptures, punishment is real and clear. And we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed another breath. James 4:14 reads, Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is life? You are a mist that appears for a while, or a little while, and then vanishes. Thus punishment is present and can happen immediately. In the same way, though, I'm looking at it from a different perspective, we're also told how to avoid this punishment. Acts 2:38 reads, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, go through those questions again. What would you do? What is the difference? Tonight we spoke of clear and present danger of sin. If you're in the audience and would like to escape this danger, please come as we stand and sing.